Tēnā koutou katoa, e hakarongo mai ana ki tā tātou nei taonga ara te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. I watakai mawhitu iratahi te iarere. E te iwi, ko hono mai tā tātou nei kai kōrero o te wā, te Kaitai Hospital Operations Manager Nita Smith. Kia tahuri ake ahau te kōrero a te hakatau i aia. Tēnā koe Nita, pihana, how are you?
Tēnā koe Janelle. I've also got Dr. Joel Parini here as well.
Kia ora. Mihi nui kia kairua tēnei wā tonu. So, e te whānau, joining us this morning is Nita Smith, the Kaitai Hospital Operations Manager, also Dr. Parini. Mihi nui kia kairua. Kia tahuri ake ki te pātai, ki ngā kaupapa o te wā. Nita, can you please share with us what are the services available to whānau if they wanted to get tested for COVID-19?
So what we have here at the hospital is community-based testing, so swabbing, and that is open from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. However, if you come through our after-hours GP services or hospital services and you deem that you require a swab, then you will be swabbed at that time as well.
Dr. Parini, what is the process for whānau to follow before arriving at the Kaitai Hospital?
Janelle, if people are coming and they're concerned they could have symptoms of COVID and are wanting to get a swab, it's always good to try and call in advance and let us know. But if they do arrive, it's pretty clearly set out from the car park where they should wait in their car, and a staff member will come and direct them through the swabbing station.
What services are provided for those whom are seeking general medical attention after hours?
After hours in Kaitaia, we've got the same services available as what we've had prior to COVID, so there's an on-call GP service and the usual hospital services as well. It may just look and feel a little different at the moment than it used to for whānau when they come to the hospital, and that's just because we're trying to keep everybody safe and keep people who could have COVID separated from people who are coming with the usual bumps and bruises, aches and sprains, and those kind of things.
Mm. What symptoms should prompt our whānau to call ahead of their visit to a GP or hospital?
Well, currently, the symptoms that we're most interested in are people with coughs, sore throat, feeling short of breath, they've got a head cold, they've lost their sense of smell, and that can be with or without a fever.
Ka pai. Nita, what is the main message that you want to share with our whānau of Te Tai Tokerau?
So the main message really is that our whānau need to stay at home. If they are unwell, then they need to access GP and hospital services. But the main thing really is to stay at home and prevent any spreading of the virus.
Any last words to our whānau that are listening in this morning?
I think just to Tautoko Neta's message there about people staying home and following the lockdown requirements, really, we don't have any really good weapons to cure this virus once someone has it. So the best defence is to stop people from getting it in the first place. And at the moment, by staying in our bubbles, minimising our interactions outside of our bubbles, following the hand hygiene, cough and sneeze etiquette, those are the best weapons we have to fight against COVID.
Ka pai. Mihi nui kia kaurua I whai wā te kōrero mai kia mātou o te hiku o te ika. Nei rā te mihi kia kaurua.
Tēnā koe.
Tēnā.
Ara e te whānau, koeira ko te reo kōrero o Nita Smith, Rāua ko Dr. Parini. E hakarongo mai ana koutou ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. Ko Janelle Popta, tēnei, tēnā koutou katoa.